So I don't know if everyone's heard something that the Live Original team is so excited about right now. We started last year the LO Box, and you may be thinking, what in the world is in an LO Box? Well, the LO Box is just the Live Original Bible study box, and it has everything that you need to equip you to lead a Bible study right where you're at in your own home. We have everything from the actual Bible study itself that I wrote on Bold Confidence to recipes for what to cook for your girls. We also have fun activities and so many more things that partners have sent in. And so if you are interested at all in being a leader, go to liveoriginal.com and look into the LO Box. And get yours today so you can join me for the live chats happening February 2019 and we'll do it together. Super excited about doing a study with y'all. Hey fam, welcome back to the Whoa That's Good podcast. I am so excited about today because this girl has inspired me in so many different aspects of life. And so I'm really excited to get to know her more and get to know her best piece of advice. But for those of you who haven't already seen in the title of this podcast, it is Amy Purdy here with us today. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Sadie. I'm so excited.
Yes, we are excited. I know a lot of people are too. So here it is, the famous question that is seems to be so daunting, but really you can throw anything out. What is the best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
Oh my gosh, we're starting right from the beginning. Okay,
oh yeah, we're jumping
so,
in.
Best piece of advice. You know, I think it's just to follow your heart and to be 100% you.
Yeah.
And when I look back on my life and I look at the different things that I've done and like kind of the different accomplishments and the things that I consider to be, I guess, successes in my life, it's all come down to me like fully following my heart and not trying to be anybody else and certainly not hiding who I really am by being me and like sharing all of me, and that even means all the vulnerabilities, all the failures, all the mistakes, like everything that I've gone through, that has led me to be the best version of myself that I can be.
That's so, good. Yeah. That's like so good because people always ask like, are you over afraid like something's going to come out about you or whatever? And I'm like, well, if you're actually just being you and you're being authentic to who you are, then you don't have to fear because you're not hiding. And like, that's exactly what you're saying. And that's beautiful. And I'm sure that's brought a lot of peace over the last few years of just being in the public eye and stuff like that. I'm sure.
Yeah. And for me, so for, you know, those of the viewers who don't know my story, but I have two prosthetic legs. I lost my legs when I was 19 to something called meningococcal meningitis, which was this blood infection that came out of nowhere. And I almost died within 24 hours of just feeling like I had the flu. I was in the hospital on life support. I was given less than a 2% chance of living. Yeah. My heart stopped multiple times. I was in a coma for weeks. I fought for my life. And I ended up leaving the hospital 19 years old, 83 pounds, in a wheelchair, no legs, no kidneys, lost my spleen, lost the hearing in my left ear. Wow. My whole life had changed. So, of course, there was all types of fear with, you know, not just from me, but even my family of like, what's my life going to be like? And what am I going to be able to go on to do? And would I ever get married again? And, you know, would people treat me different? And how would I fit into the world? And it was just this process for me of realizing that it's not about fitting into the world. It's about standing out.
Wow.
And the way that you stand out is just by being you, completely you. And for me, it was showing my legs and sharing who I am and saying this is me. And every time I was able to do that and become even more confident with who I was and what made me unique and kind of my unique contribution to the world, then more opportunities came from that. So that's what led to doing the speaking that I do. And that's what's led to doing Dance with the Stars and, you know, all these different amazing campaigns and projects. I mean, it all came from fully like embracing who I am and what makes me different and what I have to contribute to the world.
Wow, that is absolutely beautiful. Thank you for like going right in and sharing your story. And also, I think that's something that everybody can learn from that, to embrace like who they actually are and their own story and where they are in life. And you see how the world takes to that, because I don't know, we live in this world where it seems like everybody's trying to conform to the same image, but yes. In the conforming to the same image, it's like, well, who's, like you said, standing out and standing right. up for the right things. And so thank you, like, seriously, from somebody who's 21, to just say thank you for how you've stood out and how you've made an impact and being honest and being vulnerable and showing your legs and not being ashamed of the things that have happened.
Spring is a great time to start something new, right? So whether it's cleaning or a new hobby or a new audiobook, a good story is always a great way to start a new journey, and Audible has all that you need. I come from a family of great storytellers, so I know Audible is the home of storytelling, which is where I want to be. Audible lets you enjoy all your favorite audio entertainment together in one app. There's always something new to discover, or you can rediscover some of your old favorites. Audible has an incredible selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestseller, new releases, memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, business and more. It is the destination for mind-blowing entertainment with selections of mystery and thrillers that will keep your heart racing. And with next listen recommendations, there's always something irresistible at your fingertips. Plus, members get full access to a huge and growing selection of included audiobooks and Audible originals and even podcasts like Well That's Good. So you can download them or stream them anytime, anywhere. Audible members can also pick one title each month to keep from the entire catalog, which is some serious benefits, y'all. The newly included selection of titles makes your Audible membership even more valuable and gives you the chance to discover your next favorite thing. With thousands of titles available, you're definitely going to find something that you love all in one convenient app. So I know some of you are into, you know, thrillers, crime, mystery, and I gotta be honest, that's not really been my thing. So I told Bella, okay, Bella, tell me what I could like listen to that wouldn't scare me, but I would like be into it. And she told me about this title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And so I started it, and John Luke loved it too. And so I'm just now on the cusp of it. And y'all, let me tell you, it is very entertaining. You do want to listen to see what happened next. So if y'all are into that, Audible is a great place to find those too. New members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500. That's Audible, audible.com/woe, or text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days.
But owning it, like, that is beautiful, and it's truly a gift to our world. It really is. I know a lot of other girls are really inspired by you and all of the things that you do, but I also love how you make it a message for everybody that everybody can relate to and that everybody can step into, no matter what their story looks like, no matter what where their journey's taken them. But that's really beautiful. And I want to ask you, like, up to the point where you were 19, what did you kind of have as like maybe a plan for your life? Were you kind of thinking you were going to go one direction and then it kind of shifted?
So, you know, it's interesting. So, I grew up in Las Vegas, and that's where I was born and raised. And I actually grew up skiing because there's ski resorts around Vegas, which mm-hmm. people don't usually realize. But I was never very good at skiing, but I fell in love with snowboarding when I was 15. Mm. And at that time in my life, too, like, I didn't know where I fit in, really, because my sister, who is 2 years older than me, she was just absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, long blonde hair. She was like the homecoming queen, student body president, head of the cheer squad, dated the head of the football team. Like, she was kind of this, you know, somebody yeah. that everybody kind of looked at like, oh, this girl's so perfect. And so mm-hmm. I had to follow that up. Like, all mm-hmm. of a sudden, I was in high school, and I was trying to figure out where I fit. And mm-hmm. I tried out for cheerleading and I totally failed. And I tried out for the dance team and I totally failed. And I tried out for other sports teams. And once again, I didn't make it. I mm-hmm. totally failed. And it wasn't until I went snowboarding with my friends, I followed once again my heart, which uh-huh. was I loved art. And I loved painting. So I filled up all of my elective classes with painting and art. And through that, I met a group of skateboarders and snowboarders who took me snowboarding for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely fell in love with it. That's so awesome. I knew that snowboarding, from that point forward, snowboarding would be a part of my life one way or another mm-hmm. forever. I just loved I loved being outside with my friends. I loved being in nature. I loved that with snowboarding, there weren't any rules. Like, you could just go out and create a trick and mm-hmm. practice it until you do it. And so it's this very kind of independent type of sport that mm-hmm. you feel really confident about because you just are kind of creating, you're turning it into whatever you want. And so I knew that snowboarding would be a part of my life forever. And so I had this vision for myself that I didn't know what I wanted to do yet for college. I didn't want to go to college right after school because I didn't really even know what direction I wanted to mm-hmm. go into. But I also knew that I didn't want to just, you know, get a job in Las Vegas either. And kind mm-hmm. of, you know, I knew that I wanted to travel, see the world, snowboard. And so I decided to become a massage therapist.
Yes. In fact,
the day after I graduated high school,
that's awesome.
I moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, where they had this amazing massage school. And I became a massage therapist. And I ended up moving back to Las Vegas because I got hired at this world-class spa. And I was the youngest massage therapist hired there. They hired 60 massage therapists. I was only 19 years old. Oh, everybody wow. else was like 40 years old plus. So wow. I was so honored to be hired at the spa. And my plan was that I was going to save money and then travel the world, snowboard, and just be able to live life for a bit while I kind of figured out what my next step was. And what's interesting is, so I ended up working at the spa, and then that's when I got hit with this meningitis and my life changed forever. But what's interesting to me is I'm doing exactly what I wanted to do then, wow. just in a completely different way than I ever imagined.
Yeah.
So like, I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to snowboard. I wanted to somehow help other people. And now I travel the world and I'm a motivational speaker and
wow.
I'm a professional snowboarder, but I'm a Paralympic snowboarder now. So I'm doing exactly wow. what I wanted to do, but in a completely different way. And in a way, had to take this crazy detour to even get here in the first place.
Wow, that is so cool. That's amazing. Yeah, whenever you said that just a minute ago, it stuck out to me because I was like, wait, that's everything you're doing.
Yeah.
And then you went to the massage thing. I was like, wait, what? I was like, oh, yeah. wow, we got there. That yeah. is so cool.
Well, and I think too, like, well, my mom told me this quote once, which really rings true to me. So if I can say it right, it's, put your goals in concrete, but place your plans in sand.
Wow.
So that's when I look back, I think that's exactly what I did. My goals were to help other people and travel the world and snowboard, but my plans had to completely change because yeah. my life took this detour.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be flexible to yeah. life because you don't know what direction it's going to take you. But if you know what your passions are, and you know what your purpose is, then that remains true and you'll always find your way.
Wow, that's so good. Thanks for sharing that. It's funny, there's this Bible verse, and you know, faith is a huge driving point for my life, and it says, God takes all things, the good and the bad, and he works them together for good. And my friend and I were talking about this verse the other day, and we were like, it's crazy because you hear that verse when you're young, and it's one that you just like to be like, he takes all things, the good and the bad, works them together for good. And then he's like, when you yeah. grow up, you start to look back on your life, and you're like, wow,
yeah.
man, that was not what I was expecting, and there were so many turns, and there were so many hard things, but look how good it turned out
right.
to be. And that's just really inspiring. So I also wanted to talk to you about Dancing with the Stars, because that's
yes.
something we share in common, which is so awesome. So you were Derek's partner, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How
and
was your experience?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Amazing. I mean, you know, and so surreal,
yeah.
right? Like, you just don't even know what to expect. Like, you go on expecting to learn how to salsa, and it ends up being so much deeper than that.
So
you know,
much
it ends
deeper.
Up being this, like crazy, challenging,
mm-hmm.
overwhelming journey where you feel so out of place, and, you know, failure is so real, and you're
yep.
facing it every single day, and then you have to dig so deep to get through every week. It teaches you so much, doesn't
so much.
It? Like,
oh, yeah.
you not only have to dig deep to like believe in yourself and get through each dance, but you have to also learn to like get over your mistakes quickly mm-hmm. and move forward, because yep. the next day is a new dance and a new style, and whatever you failed at today, you start fresh tomorrow. You can't even yep. think about it. It's like you have to learn how to reframe your thinking every week.
That and is so true.
Yeah, so it was so amazing. And for me, I was really scared to do it. I almost didn't do it. I agreed to do it. but then I questioned right away, like, what the heck did I just agree to? Because yeah. I've got two prosthetic legs. I don't know if anyone's ever done this before with two yeah. prosthetics, where you're dancing 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for 3 months straight if you make it to the end. You know, I don't know if that's even possible. And I didn't know if my legs would move the way I needed them to move. I had no idea what to expect. I had zero dance experience. And like I said a few minutes ago, I actually tried out for my high school dance team and failed. So yeah. that's when I had legs. So yeah. now, like, what was going to happen with two prosthetic legs? And I thought, you know, the world's watching, and am I going to make a fool out of myself? And what if I can't do this? And I put so much pressure on myself, because I knew people would be watching me to look at, like, what is possible, right? Like, yeah. what is possible with a disability? What's possible with two prosthetic legs? And there was just so much focus on mm-hmm. my legs, too. Like, before I even did the show, but once it announced that I was on the show, there was already, like, just so much online banter and conversation about, like, mm-hmm. can she do it? And is she going to get sympathy votes? And wow. people will just vote her through because she has a disability. And there was just this whole thing happening that I was like, first of all, I was competing in the Paralympic Games. It overlapped for me. So I found out I was going to, yeah. So, like, you know, most of the dancers get like a couple weeks to prepare for yeah. their first dance. I prepared in 3 half days. I learned my dance in 3 half days.
My gosh.
In Russia. While I was competing in the Paralympic Games. And
wow.
so I would snowboard for 4 hours each morning, and then I would take two gondolas down and a taxi cab over to the next town and meet Derek, and we would dance for 4 hours each night.
That is insane.
It was insane. And so I was like, first of all, learning how to compartmentalize, like, yeah. okay, like when I was dancing with him, I was only thinking about dancing. But then the next morning I'd wake up and I'd compete and I'd only have to think about snowboarding. I had to put this whole Dancing with the Stars thing
yeah.
in the back of my mind and just compete. And then once again, dance with him at night and then compete. And then he left. And 72 hours after my Paralympic race where I won bronze, I was live on CBS in LA.
Oh my gosh.
So
that is crazy.
And so all those things were such big fears, though, right? Like, now looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so amazing and what an incredible journey, and I did it. But of course, at the time, yeah. I was like, is this possible? And am I going to make a fool out of myself? And I don't even know this dance, and I'm going live in 5 minutes. And
oh my gosh.
Like, there was so much fear involved, but it really forced me to just, you know, have fun. Like, first of all, I'm here to have fun and just yeah. enjoy the ride and enjoy every second, because you don't know how long you're going to be here, and do the best I can with what I have. And I was just so grateful to make it aww. All the way to the end. You know, we came in second place, and it ended up being one of the most, like, amazing journeys of my life.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. I'm sitting here, like, literally jaw wide open, because I'm thinking about me at Dancing with Stars, and I had nothing near the pressure you had or what was going on. And, like, that is a true inspiration. And I want to point out something that you said I think is so cool, is that you were afraid to do it, but you did it, and you had yeah. so much fun, and it was, like, the best experience. And, like, I feel like some people, like, fear is the reason why they don't do so many yeah. things. And if you can just do it, even if you're going into it afraid, like, the fun will kick in. Like, you're gonna have yeah. fun. You're gonna exactly. learn a lot. All the things that seem so impossible, you're all of a sudden, you did it. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And that it's is amazing. So cool.
You know, and you're right. Like, fear, I realize I'm actually writing a new speech today all about fear. Mm. And it's like, I realized that you know, there's kind of two different types of people. There's people who say if you succeed or if you fail, and the difference is what do you do in the face of fear? Like, what action do you take? Yeah. Are you stepping up or are you stepping down?
Yeah.
And the thing is, fear, like, you have to be willing to fail at whatever it is you're doing, even what you do, you know, speaking in front of stadiums, the people, and what I do, speaking in front of people as well, and even, you know, snowboarding in the Paralympic Games. And it's like, you have to be willing to fail, because that's the only way you can grow. Like, you actually have to fail to grow, and that's the only way you can learn. And so, and the only way you build confidence is by the experience of doing all of this. So it's like, some people step down and avoid everything that scares them, and then, you know, and then that determines kind of what direction their life will go. And then there's some people who use that fear as fuel and to move forward, you know.
That's,
and
so good
for me, my fears have been huge, like more than just, you know, a Dancing with the Stars TV show. Like, what is my life going to be like with two prosthetic legs? Like, what I've had all types of, you know, really like worst case scenarios happen. Like, at one point, you know, here I lost my legs and it was so big and so real, and I had to wrap my head around that idea. And then all of a sudden I was faced with potentially having a kidney transplant at the age of 21, which totally scared me, because I thought, I just lost my legs. Like, that's huge enough. And now I have to wrap my head around the fact that I'm having a kidney transplant as well. Yeah. And what's the rest of my life going to be like on medication? And am I going to be in and out of the hospital? And, you know, what does that look like? And but by just kind of sucking it up and like attacking it straight on, and like, you know what, I'm going to figure it out. Like, just having that faith that I'm going to figure this out. I'm not alone. Yep. There's a reason I'm here, and I'm going to use every single thing I have to be able to give back in a positive way. It's allowed me to go on a path where I've gone on to do things that I never could have imagined.
Wow. Incredible. Girl, you're absolutely amazing. And I feel like I can't wait to re-listen to this and write down notes and like actually apply this to my life, because there's so many things that you said that I'm like, wow, man, if we could just take heart in this, not just our generation, but literally every age should just take heart, man, it would be a huge acceleration for where we'd all go in life. And so thank you for sharing. And also, I just want to say it's just so beautiful that you share with us that, you know, there was like so much attention on your legs and stuff. And what's just so crazy is just knowing you for the brief short time I've known you, and just in the little windows and pockets we get here and there, it's like that is like the last thing I really noticed, because your heart, oh my gosh, it shines so bright. Your words are so inspirational. You carry like a radiance. And so thank you again for being on the podcast and sharing your story and your heart, and just thank you for being who you are. You're truly amazing.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Sadie. This is awesome. I'm so proud of you as well.
Aw, thanks, girl. All right, y'all. You know what time it is. Time to call mama. So we're going to call mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, girl.
Hey, yo. Are you ready for a well, that's good, well, that's bad test?
I'm ready.
Okay, I gotta say, I'm like dying at these, and I really don't know if you're gonna say, well, this is good or this is bad on any of these.
Oh, no.
Okay, are you ready?
All right, lay it on me.
Grandpa once said, act your age, not your underwear size.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
Like small? Okay, wait. Underwear size. Small, medium, or large? I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. I do not. For some reason, it was under. Whoa, that's good.
Okay, I feel like that's good advice, but even though I don't really know what it means, but you know, you should perhaps. Well, but I don't know that it's always good to act your age.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
maybe.
Especially when you get old.
Yeah.
Not young.
But what if you're young, large? So. You should act large.
Yeah, act large.
I'm dying. Okay. Next piece of advice.
Okay.
I think we're going to have agree to disagree on this one. Eat the $5 sushi.
No, that's bad.
I would say yes.
What?
People, it's just like, a stereotype. You think it's bad until you try it.
Remember that sushi place we went to with Tupapa, though? That was bad.
Okay.
Cheap sushi.
We did have crickets in our Chinese food one time.
Although, like, Brookshire's, our grocery store, has really good sushi.
See? I'm telling you. It's the grocery stores. You would be surprised.
I think you can... You really never know. It's not about the price on sushi. It's true. It's the place.
Oh, so wow. That was a preaching moment. It's not about the price. It's about the place. Somebody give me 18 seconds of praise. okay, last one. Blowing out someone's candle will not make yours shine brighter.
Oh, that is good advice.
That's actually really good.
Totally true. Really good. T-Pop always says it like this, all ships rise. So it's like when you're helping someone else to rise, you rise as well. T-Pop, so it's not about, he's good.
He is good.
I like to say, like, we live in a place of plenty. There's plenty. God is a God of abundance and plenty. And so, by us pulling someone else down does not help to bring us up. Yeah. So that's good advice.
So good. So good. These are three awesome good pieces and bad pieces of advice. Thank you for sending them in on our Whoa That's Good Instagram page. It's actually Whoa That's Good podcast. So if anybody out there has any good advice or terrible advice, go make sure you put it in the comments and it will be featured in Mom and I's phone call. Also, for reference, Tupapa is my mom's dad. And Tumama is my mom's mom. Tumama and Tupapa. Well, thanks, Mom, for answering our Whoa, That's Good, Whoa, That's Bad advice.
I love it. Anytime.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, have any of you guys tried FabFit Fun? If you haven't already, it is awesome. It's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. The winter box is epic. It has products like a knit throw from Mark and Graham, an exfoliating scrub from Kate Somerville, a ceramic bowl set from Pure One, and that is just the beginning. Don't miss out because the sale goes fast. Go check out www.fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10, that's WHOA10, so you can save 40% off your first box, making it only $29.99, which is crazy because it's a $200 value box. Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10. You deserve to treat yourself. Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at LegitSadieRob. Twitter, SadieRob. And follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.